Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff and Merry Christmas from Mike and Kim here at The Good Stuff. Big thank you going out to Tim Marlett and Kim Marlett and the crew at TK Angus for letting us help spread the word about their 41st annual bull and female production sale, which was this past Monday here in Valentine. So thanks to TK Angus.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. Well, first off, they want to wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And then I want to tell you that if you want the local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, and classified ads, so much more, you need to go to tsln.com. Subscribe now. This is a great Christmas gift. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn. Kim, what have you rounded up for the Good Stuff program today?
Let's talk about Captain Kangaroo. I'm not sure who all remembers Captain Kangaroo, but for those of you that do, I think you're going to enjoy that. For those who don't, find somebody who can tell you what a great person he was. He passed away on January 23rd, 2004 at age 76, which is pretty odd because he always looked like he was 76. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, he always looked like he's kind of a grandfatherly figure.
Yeah, absolutely. His death reminded me of the following story. Some people have been a bit offended that the actor Lee Marvin is buried in a grave alongside 3- and 4-star generals at Arlington National Cemetery. His marker gives his name, rank, he was a private, and service, USMC, nothing else. Here's a guy who was only a famous movie star who served his time. Why the heck does he rate burial with these guys? Well, following is the amazing answer. I was likely Marvin, but didn't know the extent of his core experiences. In a time when many Hollywood stars served their country in the armed forces, often in rear echelon posts, where they were carefully protected only to be trotted out to perform for the cameras in war bond promotions, Lee Marvin was a genuine hero. He won the Navy Cross at Iwo Jima. There is only one higher naval award, the Medal of Honor. If that is a surprising comment on the true character of the man, he credits his sergeant with an even greater show of bravery. Here's dialogue from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. His guest was Lee Marvin. Johnny says, Lee, I'll bet a lot of people are unaware that you were a Marine in the initial landing at Iwo Jima, and that during the course of that action, you earned the Navy Cross and were severely wounded. Yeah, I got shot square on the bottom, and they gave me the cross for securing a hot spot about halfway up the mountain. Bad thing about getting shot up on a mountain is guys getting shot hauling you down. But Johnny, at Iwo, I served under the bravest man I ever knew. We both got the cross the same day, but what he did for his cross made mine look cheap in comparison. That dumb guy actually stood up on Red Beach and directed his troops to move forward to get the hell off the beach. Bullets flying by with mortar rounds landing everywhere, and he stood there as a main target of gunfire so that he could get his men to safety. He did this on more than one occasion because his men's safety was more important than his own life. That sergeant and I have been lifelong friends. When they brought me off the mountain, we passed the sergeant and he lit a smoke and passed it to me laying on my belly on the leader and said, where'd they get you, Lee? Well, Bob, if you make it home before me, tell Mom to sell the outhouse. Johnny, I'm not lying. Sergeant Keyshan was the bravest man I ever knew. The sergeant's name was Bob Keyshan. You and the world know him as Captain Kangaroo.
Wow, that is awesome.
Isn't that incredible? On a lighter side, here's a story about a little boy. Every time a little boy went to a playmate's house, he found the friend's grandmother deeply engrossed in her Bible. Finally, his curiosity got the best of him. Why do you suppose your grandmother reads the Bible so much? He asked. I'm not sure, said his friend, but I think she's cramming for her finals.
That's true, I guess, isn't it?
I guess so.
Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service with locations, 8 different locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of the crew wish you a Merry Christmas. And Integrity Meats out of Belle Fouche is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to be together. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. And that's the good stuff.